and Hope to Die. Written by J.M. Calder and read by Humphrey Bauer. Glass knew what the package would contain, or thought he did. After all, he'd seen four just like it already. And now he'd have to tell Amy's mother what he knew. Amy's mother, who stood looking into his face, who was so afraid that she couldn't bring herself to look at the package, so small, so innocent, which Glass held in his hand. Amy Gardner, 9 years old, an angel, missing for 36 hours. Little Amy fitted the pattern. Four children abducted in the past year, all taken on the 22nd, with the season change. Just so that there'd be no mistake, no confusion. Afterwards, each time, a few days later, a package. Addressed to the mother. In the first, a finger. A child's finger. Rachel McNeil's finger. The second was the odd one out, so far. It didn't contain a finger or any other body part. What it contained was a dead snail. The child, Rodney Springer, was released unharmed 2 days later, with a note to his mother. Lucky, lucky you. Why, people asked. Why release one child unharmed and not the next, or the previous one? Though even they were released eventually, alive, disfigured, traumatized. Glass thought he knew. Every second one, every third one after that. Some ghoulish Fibonacci series, perhaps. Some arbitrary calculus of hope. Or was the whole thing just a sad, sadistic tease? It took two packages with the third child. Two packages 10 days apart. A finger, an ear. And then Mrs. Chen did what she had been asked to do, just as Rachel's mother had done. She killed herself. Afterwards, Mei Ling was released, minus a finger, an ear. What could be fairer? So now, in Amy's mother's kitchen, Glass told her what they knew, that for some reason, some irrational, incomprehensible reason, she would be asked to make the same sacrifice these other women had made. To give up her life for that of her child. Unless, of course, she was one of the lucky ones.